it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
We're here. We're all thrilled.
Well, good day, America. Welcome to the Spano and Black Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Sandy Roberto out in the West Coast. You, the phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of the attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio. They take us along for the ride each and every day. We have affiliates all around the country. We love them. They love us right back. But it is never about that anymore. It's all about radio on the go, the various different ways, devices, and platforms you can use not only to get this show, but all the programming here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And, you know, look, it is a different world. It's a different world in media. It's a different world all the way around. It's about your time. It's really all that matters. It's not our time anymore. It's your time. Remember Mr. Hand? Fast Times, Richmond Iron? We're infringing on my time. Yeah, that's exactly right. Look, if you're heading to the gym, you're heading to work, whatever the circumstances are, man, it's go, go, go. You get your cup of coffee, you're out the door, you're dashing, you warm up the car, bam, you're down the road. You're heading to the gym, you're heading to work, you're settling in. You want to hear what you want to hear. You got a brief period of time to do it, and we're what you want to listen to. And ultimately, that's what it comes down to. Tune in, iHeart, Stitcher, all the devices. You got an Android, you got an iPhone. Laptop, tablets, settling in at the old PC, because here in the studio, that's what I use. That's what it's about. You can pull down anything you need out of the archives. There's a listen live capacity. Any of the interviews we do are available literally at the click of a button. Radio on the go, man. Most important for us, the American Forces Radio Network. These guys and girls protect the right for me to talk like this. You know, some think it's good, some maybe not so much. But the reality is that they're away from home. We give them a little taste of home. That's our idea. That's our pledge. We're going to continue to do it for a long time to come. When we come back, we'll set the table for this Monday edition of The Attack. I'm Bob Black. Let's tap on the brakes. Don't go anywhere.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now. 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
This is a health warning from Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and will deliver it for free. Just call 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping plus a complimentary easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. By now, you know all too well that SR22 auto insurance is way more than you'd ever want to pay. You probably thought you didn't have a choice, but you were wrong. Our company specializes in low-cost, very affordable SR22 auto insurance for high-risk drivers. We know that mistakes happen, so take pride in being able to offer absolutely free quotes for this very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. We're standing by at 800-758-0725. The only thing you need to do is stop waiting around while your monthly payments stay as high as they are. Our knowledgeable representatives are ready for your call at 800-758-0725. The quote is free, and we'll even handle the filings so you could start saving money every month even sooner. Call 800-758-0725. That's 800-758-0725. Once more, 800-758-0725.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Yes, sir. Happy days are here again.
Well, yeah, they are. Welcome back to the Attack, Bob Black. Joe's off on a well-deserved vacation. Sending Roberto out on the coast. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's a toll-free telephone number of the Attack. Twitter's more your thing, and for many of you it is, at BobBlack71, at Sports Byline USA. And, just an amazing weekend in the world of sports. All kinds of good stuff going on. Plenty of lead stories. We'll start with basketball, work our way through it. News in the world of baseball as well. There's always stuff in football. John Daly gets his first win of any kind since 2004 on the Champions Tour. And it's funny, and I won't delve too far into it until we actually get to the story. The Champions Tour is just a bunch of old golfers that could still make a payday. It's sponsored by the heavy hitters in the world of advertising, you know, people that actually spend money on advertising. Paydays aren't great, but he won a couple of hundred thousand, $321,000 yesterday, which, you know, for a guy like John Daly, it matters. Most of these guys, they're the journeymen. They're not the guys that made the huge money. I'll be curious to see the guys who are putting away $15, $20, $25 million into the bank. And I'm not even talking about the Tigers of the world. I'm talking about the guys who win 8 tournaments, 10 tournaments, and then money out most of the time as to whether or not they're going to get involved in the Champions Tour somewhere down the line. You know, I actually expected Daly to dominate a bit more than what he's done thus far just because of his length, because he still bombs the ball out there. But it hasn't been consistent for him. But we'll get to that because it's a nice story. But basketball is the name of the game right now. And, you know, look, it's... You had 3 games yesterday. Cleveland wins their series. No surprises. Toronto gets swept out, losing on their home court. Boston losing to Washington. And we'll get to that series because that's now a real series. And I was wrong about that one because I felt Boston was going to steal one in Washington, but they didn't. Washington still has to win 2 out of 3. And Boston is in for a dogfight. They're a flawed team. They don't have a post presence, Al Horford aside. And then Houston took care of their business, 125-104 against San Antonio as they leveled off. And their series is now 2-2 as well. But let's go to Toronto / Cleveland and that game and talk about the Cavaliers and the damage that they did and swept out another team. And this may end up being something that I eat crow on because the unfortunately, as far as the competition level, I have no dog in the hunt. But I was looking for a little more competitiveness in the East. I felt Chicago could have given them that had Rajon Rondo been healthy because the matchups would have been good. I knew Toronto wasn't going to do that. I still think Washington can, but they're going to have to get out of that series, obviously, against Boston, and that's going to be a struggle. But, it's funny, the overriding theme with this, and obviously Cleveland taking care of their business, and this isn't to discredit anything that Cleveland did. You know how we feel about LeBron here on this show. He's somebody that should never take the abuse that he takes. He is the best player in basketball. He is the guy that if you had him on the team, even today, not looking to the future, you're looking to win this year, next year, maybe the year after, he's still the guy you take. Steph, nope. Sorry. Unibrow, well, he hasn't won anything yet. You know, name a good Russell Westbrook. Yeah, man, you know, he's in the discussion. But he hasn't won either. James Harden, he hasn't won either. But LeBron wins. And he wins efficiently. I mean, you look at yesterday, 46 minutes, 11 of 22 shooting, 5 of 12 with the three-pointers, made 8 out of 9 free throws. 9 rebounds, 6 assists, 35 points. Hello. Put it in the books. That simple. Kevin Love had an ag game. Tristan Thompson had an ag game. Kyrie had a good game. Didn't shoot great, but he shot well. 27 points. J.R. Smith couldn't shoot, throw the ball in the ocean. He only got 21 minutes, 1 out of 6. Bench picked him up. Channing Frye picked him up. Kyle Korver, hey, finally had an impact. 18 points off the bench. And they got it done. I mean, this team is going to more than likely go to the finals. And I felt that they might not get out. So that's where I eat a little bit of crow. But the matchups haven't fallen right. And I still want to see if they match up against Washington. Let's see how that plays out. But with that being said, Cleveland got the job done. Went up to Toronto. And, you know, again, this is a team that do have health issues. They have age issues. Yeah, and then just specifically one, and that's LeBron. The rest of the guys, it really doesn't matter. But to give him time off and rest his legs and watch a series that's probably going to go 7, that's a benefit for the Cavaliers. Toronto in this game, they didn't play bad. But not good enough to win. Lowry out. And you look at what they had to put out there. And, you know, Corey Joseph played well. He played better than Kyle Lowry's been playing in most of the games. So, you know, the fact that Lowry wasn't in this particular game didn't have anything to do with their loss. Ibaka stepped up with 23 points, 10 of 18, very efficient, but 2 rebounds. You're going to point a finger in this series, it's got to be towards Lowry, and it's got to be towards Valanciunas. And now they've got an issue up there. Because this team has gone as far as it's going to go with this core. I mean, you think about what they did. You know, they start P.J. Tucker in this game. Damari Carroll comes off the bench. Gives him nothing into 6 minutes. 2 points and, you know, he was there. That was about it. Norman Powell couldn't throw the ball in the ocean. This was, and now they have an issue here. And, you know, people will make the argument, okay, this is, you know, Toronto team that's going up against LeBron. All right, I get that. You know, it was like going up against Michael Jordan back in the day. I understand all of that completely. But the reality is this team is put together is not going to win a championship. So what do? I don't think Dwayne Casey's a great coach, but, you know, none of his coaching decisions had anything to do with this loss. This was LeBron, pure and simple. But they have to look at this team now and figure out what they're going to do. You know, DeMar DeRozan was talking after the game. Well, you know, it's on us to let this sink in and understand what we got to do better. Individual and team-wise. You got to play better. And now they have to figure out, first of all, what to do with Lowry, because he's not elite. I'm sorry. He's just not. He's good. He's very good. But he just disappears too much. And that is unfortunate. I look at it, you know, you look at it statistically, he had a big season. There's no question about it. 22 points, 7 assists, 5 boards. That's a great season. It is. But in reality, too invisible in the playoffs, and it happens too often. It's a serious look where they're going to have to take it right there. We're going to tap on the brakes here. When we come back, we'll talk about that and more here in the attack. It's basketball time in hour one.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Come on, that's not right.
Oh, that's what they're saying up in Toronto. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Sandy Roberto, Joe's off on a well-deserved rest. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number, 1-800-878-7529, still free telephone number of the attack. Toronto is faced with a dilemma here, and it's easy to crawl out of the woodwork now and start talking about this, but you know, Masai Ujiri has a mountain to climb here. He has a team that is a very good team, but they are at their peak, and there is no getting around it. And they're going to have to look long and hard in the offseason, probably make some deals, keep a couple of guys with the core, and maybe break up the rest of the team. It's going to be a very difficult decision. And I don't envy them because they tried like hell to make the right moves. And honestly, best moves they could have made given the circumstances. You know, getting P.J. Tucker in there, getting, you know, they made the right choices. Let's put it that way. Getting Search from Orlando. They got max value for what they had available. It just wasn't enough. And unfortunately for them, you know, this group, it's not going to play out. And again, you know, Clippers East and, you know, Utah from the old days and blah, 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 blah. You know, they've got this is, I believe, it on Kyle Lowry's contract, and I'm popping that up right now. Yeah, that's it. So he can go after this season. They're probably going to let him go. I mean, I don't know that they can keep him. I don't see how it's going to play out. Yeah. Oh, no, I'm sorry. He's got one more. That's what I thought it was. Got bad info there. 2017-2018. He's got $12 million due straight across the board. So there will be value as an expiring contract. They can send him somewhere to somebody that needs a point guard on a one-year rent a deal. But he's going to be 31 years old next season. And when he goes into his unrestricted, there's no way he's getting a big payday, not at 32. He'll get a nice payday. But that's going to be it. And Ujiri has an issue here. I mean, first of all, if you can find a buyer, which they may or may not be able to do. And then who do you replace him with, obviously? You know, and I was talking to you about the difference in stats with Lowry. And he had a monster year at age 31 in the regular season. And I gave you the stats, 22 and across the board. You contrast that with the playoffs. He's averaging 37 minutes a game, shooting well, 46%, but 15 and a half, well, almost 16 points a game, three boards, and 5.9 assists, six assists. You know, you look at his career playoff stats, averaging 30 minutes a game, 14.3 points, four boards, and 5.8 assists, six assists. That's a significant dip from the regular season numbers. He's not efficient. You know, they have all kinds of, you know, efficiency ratings and everything else and minimum games played and everything. He ranks near the bottom in everything. You know, and again, not just his fault. Let's be real clear about that. Not just his fault. You know, Valanciunas didn't do anything either in this series. But now they got to figure out what the hell they're going to do. And it doesn't bode well for the Toronto Raptors long term. I mean, they could stand pat. And ultimately, maybe that's what happens. Give it one more year. Because you have those additional pieces in place. Try to steal a point guard somewhere in the draft. Maybe you reach a little bit and you go for one of the guys that are projected second round. Give him a year to play. And maybe you got your future point guard there as you try to rebuild on the fly. But this team is not going to win a championship as constructed. And it's unfortunate for the Toronto fans. They're a passionate base up there. Always support the team. Team's good. Team's damn good. Don't misunderstand me. But they're not good enough to take care of business against Cleveland. And again, back to Cleveland, they're doing exactly what they need to do. And they're fortunate. You know, the weakness of the East is being exposed yet again. Teams are better. Teams are making the move. But until LeBron no longer plays in the East, that's what you got. Get past LeBron. And whether it's in Miami, whether it's in Cleveland, doesn't matter. Got to get past LeBron. And right now, these teams can't do it. Can Washington do it? Yeah, maybe. Can Boston do it? I don't think so. I think they get exposed in a big way because they only got one guy that can put it in the bucket on a consistent basis. And that's Isaiah Thomas. And if they shut him down, Boston doesn't have enough consistent scoring anywhere else to make it happen. You know, like I said, decent enough contributions off the bench for Cleveland. Channing Frye was solid. Deron Williams was solid. Kyle Korver showed up. And Cleveland marches on to await their next opponent. So, you know, look, it's playing to form. At least right now in the NBA. Golden State's looking unbeatable. And nobody's beating Cleveland. So, you know, we'll see. But, again, feeling for the Toronto fans, feeling for the organization. They really took their best shot. But the gun is out of bullets. Time to make the change. I mean, bandwagon people, yeah, it's easy to go. Yeah, break up the Clippers. Yeah, break up Toronto. But maybe not for a year. They're going to have to try to acquire a little bit in the draft with depth. And then go from there. There's really not much else they can do. And again, I'm going to point here at Valanciunas. They've got to make a decision on him too. I mean, he's a young kid. He's a young kid. But is his career statistics where he is going to be as a basketball player? And if that's the case, then they probably need to get smaller and have him coming in off the bench, which he probably won't like. But, you know, think about it. He's now in year 4 in the league. He's 25 years old. You know, young kid. And his averages this year, 12 points, 9.5 boards, and just under a block a game. For his career, 11.5, 8.5, and a block. Those are his stats. As Parcell says, you know, they don't lie. So they have to figure out the philosophy of this team. Are they going to be an outside-in team? They're going to be an inside-out team. I mean, the way the league operates right now, the ball should be in DeMar DeRozan's hands. But that makes Valanciunas not that valuable. You're almost better off going smaller so that you can get up and down the court faster. It's not that he's not athletic, but he's 7 foot, 280 pounds. He is what he is. It is a tough decision. Really is a tough decision for Toronto. Now, if they decide to move Valanciunas, there would be value. No question about it. But what do you get back? And you've got to get back athleticism if it's going to happen. You got to get a big man who can get up and down the court, can score a little bit, is enough of a post presence to make it work. And then hope you made the right decision. Because if in his fifth year he goes to 18 points and 11 boards a game or something to that level, you're going to kick yourself in the hind for the rest of the time you're running that franchise, which might not be very long. They are literally stuck between the rock and the hard place. You know, let's not forget, they let Bismack Biyombo roll out of there. And they were very good when he was playing significant minutes when Valanciunas was hurt. And they let him walk. They had to. I mean, they just couldn't do it salary cap-wise. But he fit today's NBA better. Can they find another guy like that? I don't know. Tough choices, tough decisions. That's why they get paid the big bucks. We're going to step out for a second here. When we come back, more NBA here in the Attack.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Nobody really needs or wants home security until it's too late. You've heard the statistics about how many burglaries there are per day. You see the news. You know there are people out there that do bad things. The best way to help protect your home and your property is with an ADT monitored system from Protect Your Home, an ADT authorized premier provider. Call right now to get a free wireless home security system valued at $850. An ADT monitored system can help protect your home from fires, theft, floods, and call for emergency help. Call now to find out more about our $850 free wireless home security system and start enjoying the peace of mind of security today. Call 800-587-4281, 800-587-4281, 800-587-4281. This offer is for new customers only. Termination fees apply. $99 customer installation charge and 36-month monitoring agreement required. Offer details, license terms and conditions available at secureathome.com.
Allergy sufferers, my name's Nigel, and as a well-educated owl, I know the difference between what's wise and unwise. Texting after three glasses of Merlot? Unwise. Using new Zizol for 24-hour relief of your allergy symptoms? Quite wise. Because Zizol is just as effective at hour 24 as it is at hour 1, relieving your symptoms for a better night's sleep and a more productive day. So for continuous 24-hour allergy relief, don't be unwise. Be wise all. Take new Zizol. Use as directed.
Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA Network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport. Football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
You're taking a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the slowest guys in sports.
Hello, this is X-14.
Are you the head Martian?
Yeah, I'm the head Martian. If I ever run into you, I'm going to break your arm off and shove it down your throat.
Well, you just can't do that, Mr. Martian, because you don't know where I am.
Well, in that case, I guess I'll just have to blow up the planet Earth.
Like I said, the slowest guys in sports on Sports Byline and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number, 1-800-878-7529. If Twitter is more your thing, at BobBlack71. And we're talking NBA here, as well we should. And, you know, again, it's we've kind of played out Cleveland and Toronto, but tough decisions. LeBron gets some rest, which is pretty good for Cleveland. That's exactly what he needs to do. And they won't lose their edge. I mean, that's one aspect that you've got to give them a lot of credit in, that they're always prepared. You know, ultimately, they're always prepared. And they'll be ready. No matter who they end up facing, they'll be ready. And we'll see how it plays out. But they did their job. I mean, it's not glamorous. They haven't looked great in either series. But they did their job. And, you know, ultimately, that's what it comes down to. You do your job, you win. Celtics getting stomped in Washington, 121-102. Boston comes out, takes the first quarter lead, tied at halftime, 42-20 in the third quarter. They just couldn't miss. The runs in that quarter, I'm watching that, and I'm just going, oh, my goodness gracious. If they could do it for four quarters, they'd contend for a championship. Actually put it into garbage time where they could get some of their guys off the court. Straight across the board, everything happened right. Bradley Beal found his shooting touch, 29 points of 11 of 16. Walsh shot like doo-doo, 8 of 25, didn't matter. Made his free throws, 12 assists. Turned the ball over, but he committed on defense. Play tough defense in this game. And then when the bench had to take over, you know, they just did their job. They got outscored in the fourth quarter, but it really didn't matter. Bogdanović, same deal. 22 minutes, 13 points. He's there to put the ball in the hole, in the basket. And that's what he did. He doesn't play defense. Can't. Doesn't, won't. But not necessary this time around. It was just a solid effort. Solid effort square. Isaiah Thomas complaining after the game that he's being held on every screen. And that's just, you know, set it up for the next game. But right across the board, Otto Porter Jr. Nice job with his 18 points. Marcin Gortat played okay. Nothing great, but they took care of their business. And if you, and, you know, when you look at it, if you're Boston, this just you don't have Isaiah Thomas, you don't win, and that's bad going forward. They got a real issue there. Again, all the years of pounding that Al Horford has taken by playing out of position. First with the Hawks and now with the Celtics. It's taken its toll. And he doesn't play on the level that he used to play on. And they try to give him time with Zeller and Olenek. You know, Olenek's a good player. He belongs in the league. But he's a role player. He's a bench guy. Zeller will be moving on when his deal is done. You know, they brought in Gerald Green to provide offense, but you never know what you're going to get out of the guy. You look up Streaky in the dictionary, he's there. So for all the number one draft picks and everything else that they've had over time, they got issues now. Because this is a one-man team. And as they're constituted, they can't beat Cleveland if they come out of this. It's not going to happen. And so for all of that stuff, they still don't have a big guy in the middle that can help out. And You know, again, Al Horford has always been one of my favorite basketball players. He was just I've always been like when the Knicks had Anthony Mason, he was one of my favorite guys. You know, when the Nets had Kenyon Martin, and the Nets are my team. I mean, I don't hate the Knicks, but the Nets are my team. And when they had Kenyon Martin, you know, lunch bucket guy, lunch pail guy. I love those guys. You got to have them on your team in order to win. But all those years he played out of position with Atlanta. And when big men start to break down, it happens fast. You know, and here sit the Celtics with the number one overall draft pick. They have one of the best point guards in the game, who they have under contract for one more year. And he'll go into unrestricted free agency in 2018 at age 29. You going to let him go? You going to turn the team over to Fultz? And which, by the way, the only thing that'll keep that team together as far as not tearing themselves apart in the locker room if they draft Fultz is the fact that Brad Stevens is the coach. And he'll find a way to break the rookie in while using Thomas in his last year. But, you know, like I said, as much as I like a lot of the things that Danny Ainge has done, I think he overplayed his hand this year at the trade deadline. Didn't get the big man that he needed to help out Horford. I mean, you know, the other reality, and this is where it does get interesting, is they could trade Isaiah Thomas in the offseason. He only makes $6 million next year. So they could very easily move him if they decide to go with the new point guard. But, man, you talk about a PR nightmare after what went on with his sister and the fact that he's evolved into the kind of player that he's evolved into. And again, what are you going to get back for? It's the one time you're not dealing from a position of strength. I mean, you know, Al's 30 years old. He's a legit 6'10". He's 245 pounds. And he hasn't slipped. You know, his career stats they're right in line. But I've always felt if he was playing power forward instead of center, that his 14-point-a-game average and his 8.5 boards would go up to 17-10 or 18-10. But again, he's been in the league 9 years. And it doesn't get better for big men when they get older. Big men start to become like running backs in the National Football League. All of a sudden, the tread in the tire starts to show. The physical pounding takes its toll, and he's had issues. He's had shoulder issues. He's had back issues. He has had knee issues. But they better figure it out. Because like I said, even if they get past it, they're not beating Cleveland. They're not beating them. Good job by Washington. Now it's a series. By not losing at home, which I'll eat crow when I have to digest it. I thought they were going to drop one at home. Didn't play out that way. Those young men stepped it up. Out west, well, Houston Rockets 125, San Antonio 104. took care of their business, leveled the series off.
The pivotal game five.
Yes. Obviously, they got to win one in San Antonio, which hasn't been easy. They got one, but I think they caught San Antonio a little bit by surprise. No Tony Parker? Yeah, this time, problem. Didn't play out. Patty Mills was good, but not great. 10 points, 5 assists. They brought him off the bench. They tried to rotate the offense through the big men, which they did a pretty good job of. But, you know, DeJounte Murray, no. Maybe down the line, but he ain't ready for prime time. And it showed. Aldridge played okay. Leonard played okay. You know, they shot well enough. The pace just wasn't there for them. Gasol only played 19 minutes because the pace doesn't fit him at all. Lee played 17 minutes. I don't want to say it looked like that Pop mailed this one in, but it looked like he mailed it in. You know, Jonathan Simmons gave him some nice minutes with 17 off the bench. But just wasn't there for them. And on the other side of the court, you know, Nene goes out with an injury in his 2 minutes. We'll see how bad that is. Didn't matter. Ryan Anderson, Trevor Ariza. Harden, of course, has the monster game. Clint Capella can get up and down the court, provides an inside presence. You know. Eric Gordon, of course, monster game. Lou Williams, monster game. They're so deep, and nobody's afraid to take a shot, which is ultimately what it comes down to. And they put themselves right back in this series. Exploded out of the gates, which really was the difference in this basketball game. Because San Antonio did come roaring back. And Houston took it away from them again in the third quarter. A lot of ebb, a lot of flow in here, and they didn't give it up once they had it. Mark of a basketball team that's starting to figure it out. You know, can they win the series? Yeah, they could. Can they beat Golden State? Not likely, but I think they'll give them a good run. Let's tap on the brakes. We'll finish up hour one right after this short timeout. I'm Bob Black. This is the Spano and Black Attack.
Listen closely. You don't have to live with knee pain. You heard right. If you're 65 or older and suffering from knee pain, you may qualify for an advanced pain-relieving brace at little to no cost to you. Doctor Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for knee braces, will work with Medicare or insurance benefits to see if you qualify for these knee braces. Many people are now using our knee brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief they haven't felt in years. The only way to see if you qualify is to call us. 800-816-0365. One of our friendly experts will handle all paperwork and have it delivered for free. Don't let your knee pain turn into something worse. Find out now about these advanced knee braces now covered by Medicare or insurance benefits. Call now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy price. Prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Please let this nightmare stop!
Well, I'll go back to bed. Get over it. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number. We're wrapping up Hour 1. Rockets impressive. They played their kind of ball. I mean, you know, there's no great breakdown here of what went on. The people who needed to contribute did. Harden, Gordon, Ariza, Anderson. You know, they're interchangeable parts except for James Harden. And that's what's going to get it done. Move the ball around enough. He had 12 assists. 28 assists total. It wasn't San Antonio did it. Didn't. They had 23 assists. The rebounds were pretty even. Just more opportunities. They shot the ball at 52.5%, 50-95. You get those additional opportunities and you shoot that well, you're going to win the basketball game. San Antonio shot almost 50%, 49.4. But less opportunities. 7 of 23 with the threes, and Houston was 19 of 43. It's a difference in your ball game right there. You know, one thing about Houston, they don't get to the free throw line. So if they're not making their threes, they're going to lose. They made them yesterday. They win the basketball game. Back to San Antonio. Woohoo! Yep, 2-2. Let's see how it plays out. Fun series. Contrast in styles, contrast in coaches, contrast in everything. Well, that's it for this hour of the attack. Hope you enjoyed it. We come back more fun and frivolity right after your news at the top of the hour. Don't go anywhere. We got some bills to pay, too.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Pentagon confirmation comes that the head of ISIS in Afghanistan is dead. U.S. officials now confirming that Abdul Hasib was killed during a joint operation by Afghan and U.S. Special Forces on April 27th. That's the same raid in which two U.S. Army Rangers also lost their lives. A former acting attorney general who was later fired by the Trump administration will be answering questions on Capitol Hill today. Here's Sharon Reed.
Former acting attorney general Sally Yates is testifying before a Senate hearing about former national security advisor Michael Flynn. Yates reportedly warned the White House about Flynn nearly 3 weeks before he was fired.
Flynn accused of having ties to Russia and other foreign nations that he didn't disclose. President Trump has sent his congratulations to the new French President Emmanuel Macron, who was elected yesterday. This is USA Radio News.
Guys, all day long you hear ads for prostate pills, all promising to end your prostate troubles fast and easy. But how do you know which pills really work and which ones are garbage? The answer is ProstateReport.com. We took every prostate pill on the market, all the top brands, and spent a fortune to have them laboratory tested to see what is really in each brand. The results were jaw-dropping. You'll be shocked when you see what garbage some of the leading brands are really selling you. So go to ProstateReport.com and see the lab reports and reviews the prostate pill companies don't want you to see. Find out which pills really work and which ones are just a big waste of money. This website is already a blockbuster, and right now, this information is still absolutely free. So say goodbye to your prostate problems once and for all. Go to ProstateReport.com. That's ProstateReport.com.
A federal appeals court in Virginia today will be hearing arguments on both sides of President Trump's revised executive order that restricts entry to the U.S. by people from Iran, Somalia, Libya, Sudan, Syria, and Yemen. In March, a federal judge blocked the executive order. The full 4th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in Richmond is set to hear the oral arguments in the case today. It's not expected to render an immediate decision, though. A makeshift memorial has been growing for a teenager shot and killed by police outside of San Diego High School over the weekend. It's believed to have been a case of suicide by cop. Jason Campadonia reports.
Officials say the teen called 911 on himself around 3:30 in the morning Saturday, but refused to drop his BB gun he had pointed at the cops. The investigation is ongoing.
A bill banning sanctuary cities in the entire state of Texas is now law. It was signed on Facebook Live last night by Republican Governor Greg Abbott. This is USA Radio News.
Allergy sufferers? The name's Nigel. I'm a well-educated owl, therefore well-versed in the difference between what's wise and unwise. Talking like a pirate on a job interview. Unwise. Using new Zizol for 24-hour relief of your allergy symptoms. Quite wise. In a clinical study, 90% of allergy sufferers who use Zizol felt powerful 24-hour relief after just one day. So for continuous allergy relief, don't be unwise. Be wise all. Take new Zizol. Use as directed.
The Iowa Supreme Court could permanently ban a new state abortion restriction as early as today, as a justice there has temporarily banned parts of the bill, which was turned into law on Friday when it was signed by Republican Governor Terry Branstad. It requires two visits to a physician, an ultrasound, and then a two-day waiting period before an abortion can happen. The court has set a noon deadline today for written arguments to be filed on a permanent injunction. The court could decide to hear the case, or it could simply issue a permanent order against that law. Former President Barack Obama saying he is honored and grateful to receive the John F. Kennedy Profile in Courage Award in Boston last night. More on that story from Mark Mayfield.
At the JFK Library Foundation in Boston, Obama explained his first year in office had many tough votes and debates, especially when it came to health care.
A debate about whether a nation as wealthy as the United States of America would finally make health care not a privilege, but a right for all Americans.
By the time the vote came, Obama said freshman lawmakers had to make a choice. They could insure millions, but at the same time risk losing their seat in Congress.
And several people under arrest after new clashes over plans to remove Confederate monuments in New Orleans. Police say about 700 people took part in mostly peaceful demonstrations on Sunday, but some protesters ended up charged with disturbing the peace after scuffles broke out. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
The cops ain't likely to catch up with us, not tonight. So we can all be quiet and peaceable and have a few beers together and listen to the music and not make any wrong moves. Because I may as well tell you folks that old Ruby there with the gun, he's pretty nervous and jumpy. He's got the itch between his fingers. Let's everybody stay where they are.
Sage advice from somebody who's dead. Welcome back to the Attack, Bob Black. Senator Roberto out on the West Coast. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529. Toll-free telephone number of the Attack. And, you know, as we head an hour or two, you know the drill here. First of all, go to our award-winning website. Click on the Listen Live button. We're right there for you. But it gives you the opportunity to view everything else that's there. And what I mean by that is we have a bunch of archived interviews with the legends of sports, entertainment, music, literature, doesn't matter. It's all there, and you know it's all broken down by categories. You can check it out. Pull up an interview that you missed, whether it's the Hefe doing it, Tittle, us. Really doesn't matter. It's all right there for you, literally at the click of a button. You know, today's day and age, it's about radio on the go, devices, platforms. You got your tablet. You're doing your work, sitting in the coffee shop. Chugging one down before you got to go somewhere else. Don't want to disturb anybody. You plug your headphones in, click on your Spano and Black, and there you are. It's a beautiful thing. iHeart, TuneIn, Stitcher, all the multi-level platforms. Hey, you taking a flight? United, plug in. You'll listen to Spano and Black. It's right there. Not bad. Not bad at all. For us, the American Forces Radio Network is really what matters. And although we love all the rest of it, these kids, they serve, they serve, they serve. And they protect us. Gives me the right to talk about whatever I feel like talking about on any given day, at any given moment. We're honored to be a part of the show. We're right back right after this short timeout. Let's tap the brakes.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
This is a health warning from Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and will deliver it for free. Just call 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. By now, you know all too well that SR22 auto insurance is way more than you'd ever want to pay. You probably thought you didn't have a choice, but you were wrong. Our company specializes in low-cost, very affordable SR22 auto insurance for high-risk drivers. We know that mistakes happen, so take pride in being able to offer absolutely free quotes for this very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. We're standing by at 800-758-0725. The only thing you need to do is stop waiting around while your monthly payments stay as high as they are. Our knowledgeable representatives are ready for your call at 800-758-0725. The quote is free, and we'll even handle the filings so you could start saving money every month even sooner. Call 800-758-0725. That's 800-758-0725. Once more, 800-758-0725.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
You know, this is a nice place to visit.
Well, sure it is. Welcome back to the Attack. We're going to set it up here and give you the schedule for the NBA, which is, well, pretty limited, quite frankly. Then we'll dive into some baseball, football, and everything else. Warriors and the Jazz. Warriors look to close it out and probably will in Utah. Utah's just not ready for prime time. They have to get a little more talent. They're pointed in the right direction. Sign Hayward, because Boston's going to be after him in a big way. And see how it plays out, but they're not quite there yet. They've got almost all the pieces, a little more scoring, and they'll be in business, you know. But they'll be all right. They'll be all right. They're going to go out in four, but they'll be all right. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number. 1-800-878-7529. If Twitter is more your thing, at Bob Black 71 at Sports Byline USA. So check it out. Make your comments. You know, I'm not a big believer in running these polls or anything else. You know, it's just you want to talk, talk. We're there for you. And I guess into the world of baseball, because it every once in a while, a team and a player don't fit. And unfortunately for my Mets, that seems to be what is coming to fruition with Matt Harvey. And it's a huge story here in New York. Yeah, big story nationwide, but not on the level that it is here locally. The Mets, he was supposed to start yesterday. They suspended him for 3 days, which meant he missed his start yesterday and two more days. But, you know, that's he'll make his next start, allegedly. He never showed up at the ballpark on Saturday. Just didn't show. And they were not happy. He said he had a migraine. He said he tried to reach out, that there were communication issues with the team. He wasn't able to contact who he needed to contact. And therefore, he didn't show up. And it was because of the migraine. So, and they're going to file a grievance. He and his agent, Scott Boras, are going to file a grievance with the union and against the Mets. I'll be curious to see how that plays out. Supposedly, he was golfing on Saturday, but came down with the migraine. And when he showed up on Sunday, they sent him home. And they said the actual suspension itself started on Saturday. That's when they filed their paperwork. Adam Wilk gets called up. He got smacked around, particularly by Giancarlo Stanton. Terry Collins, who's having enough trouble with this team because of injury, had to turn around and deal with that. Team didn't respond particularly well. You know, they're staying within hailing distance. But Syndergaard's going to be out until after the All-Star break. Cespedes is on the DL. Steven Matz isn't playing. Seth Lugo isn't pitching. They got issues. They grabbed Tommy Malone, the former starter off waivers from Milwaukee. They put him up. He's 1-0 with a save and a 6.43 ERA, so I don't know how much impact that's going to have. But they got another lefty. Estrubel Cabrera has a thumb injury. You know, not good. Lucas Duda has a hyperextended left elbow. When he tried to come back, he didn't hurt it again, but he just wasn't feeling good. You know, but we come full circle to Matt Harvey. And it's a long way from the dark night. He's 2-2 this year with 5.14 ERA, 6 starts. He had the thoracic outlet syndrome. They took the rib out. Last year it was 17 starts, 4-10 with a 4.86. You know, he's had two very good years with the Mets, his rookie year when he was 9-5 with the 2.27, and 2015 when they went to the World Series, 13-8. 2.71. But since Terry left him in the game to try to finish it up, and it's not the reason why they lost the World Series, and it's not the reason why he's gotten hurt, it's been downhill. And this just is not fitting anymore. And I, quite frankly, anticipate the Mets to try to move him before the trade deadline. Everybody's saying after the season. Depending on where the Mets are, they will try to move him before the trade deadline. It's divorce time. And I don't blame the Mets. I really don't. I love watching Harvey pitch when he's at his best. But he hasn't been at his best for a while. And they need to move on. It's not a good fit. He's never going to re-sign with them. And I don't think they want him to. There's too much uncertainty there. He's a journeyman pitcher right now in his career. He hasn't shown that he can come back from injury. You know, it a lot of people will knock Terry Collins for some of his in-game maneuvering, and I'm not one of them. I think he makes most of the right decisions a great majority of the time. But the way he handles a clubhouse, I think, is what makes him a very good manager. And he's a disciplined guy, but not to the point where they bristle up against him. He treats them like men, but expects them to act like men. And Harvey just comes across as a self-centered, my bleep don't stink kind of guy. You know, I've never heard his teammates smack him as far as attitude. But I'm not sure, you know, how they feel about him. And I think in that clubhouse that it's become an issue. You know. Now, I've heard comment that this goes back to issues that happened last year and, you know, when he was hurt and certain things that happened with the team and the way he was acting. Well, first of all, they can't discipline him for that. So if Alderson has to go to the commissioner's office and testify about that, obviously he's going to deny that it goes back to anything from last year. But again, things have accumulated and piled up with him. And there's been issues. And the Mets aren't happy with him. He's not happy with the Mets. And I honestly have a feeling that there's going to be a divorce sooner rather than later. I don't think they're going to cut off their nose to spite their face. They're going to give him an opportunity to pitch, win, show that he's healthy. But depending on where they are in the standings come the trade deadline, they may move him to a team for prospects, get a couple of young arms. But they have to do that from a position of strength. He's got another year left on his deal after that. Boris is his agent, was never attractive to a team. But he's played out here. And by the way, the fans here are not going to treat him well when he makes his next start at home. We're going to tap in a break, step aside. A couple of last thoughts on that before we move on to bigger and better things here in the attack. Don't go anywhere.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you?
I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited-time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Didn't you think he looked edgy?
No, as a matter of fact, I thought you looked edgy.
Yeah. Edgy, veggie, what's the purpose? What's the point? Doesn't matter. Nah. If Sandy Alderson goes into Manfred's office and says that, you know, this is a compilation of they're going to lose and they're going to pay. But that's what the New York Daily News is reporting, but they're usually not right about anything. And there was also a social media photo that showed a sex toy in Kevin Plawecki's locker, and that had nothing to do with it, allegedly. Look, there's a team that's struggling and they don't need this in any way, shape, or form. And the more that this happens, the more that, you know, they have issues. It's just, they play again. Yeah, San Francisco comes to town, so they're in the middle of a homestand. Chances are pretty good that Harvey's going to pitch at home. And I'm telling you right now, it's not going to be good. Because they got the off day on Monday, today. San Francisco comes to town. What do we got here? Pop up Wednesday. Wednesday they have Rafael Montero going, who might not go. I mean, I would not be surprised if Harvey goes on Wednesday. And if that ends up being the case, he's going to hear it long and loud. Thursday they're off. Friday, Friday they hit the road and they play Milwaukee. So I'll be curious to see how Terry Collins plays it. Because in reality, he can get a start from a quality starter in Matt Harvey and push Montero back as they wait for their starters to get healthy. And, you know, where it goes from there remains to be seen. Like I said, now I'm curious. I mean, they're fortunate they're getting San Francisco, who's playing really bad baseball as well. And maybe they can right the ship a little bit. Again, they dug themselves a hole. But they're not out of the realm of returning to good status. They're not that far behind. And they are the better team in the division with the exception of Washington. But Washington's got off to a nice start. You know, and again, this situation is fluid. I mean, both Mats and Lugo are rehabbing. They each had their issues and setbacks, but they're hoping to have them back by the end of May. Now you're starting to have some issues if you're struggling at that point. So, you know, that all that vaunted depth in their rotation, it's starting to come into play now, and they can't fall really any further behind. I mean, they got issues. You know, they're sitting there now, and again, they just got to regain the 500 mark, but they're two games under. They're 6.5 back on Washington. So it's not the end of the world. They're still within distance. And Atlanta will sink. They're just not a very good baseball team. Miami's okay, but they don't have the pitching, obviously, that they once had. And the Phillies are young. You know, they're trying to put it back together. And the Mets seem to have their number for the most part. But you can't tread water with a 6-4 in the last 10 because Washington's doing that right now. And the pitching is not up to snuff for the Mets. So, you know, we'll see. We'll see how it plays out. Damn good story over the weekend. Like I said at the very beginning of the show, John Daly gets his first title since 04 with the champion win. Bogeyed the last three holes, but didn't really matter. Nobody was able to take him out. You know, he hasn't won since the Buick Invitational back in 04. And hasn't really torn it up. This is his first top 10 on a championship, and he got it with a win. Maybe this jumpstarts him. And that's entirely possible. You know, his last on the PGA was the AP Invitational, and he shot a 77 in his second round, didn't make the cut. You know, but he's doing okay. It's apparently health-wise. He's been playing pretty consistently. You know, and that's always part of the issue with him. You know, but he wins the Insperity, gets $322,000. He cashed at the Mitsubishi Electric Classic. And some Mississippi Gulf Resort Classic down there. He got $10,000. So, you know, Daly needs to win. He doesn't have a lot of money. I mean, relatively speaking. His products sell. He markets himself. He drives around in the RV. I mean, you know, he is what he is at this point in time. But he could still drive the ball. I mean, he's out hitting these guys by a lot. It would be nice if he dropped 20 pounds. But, you know, here he is at 51 years old now, still playing pretty good golf. And he's never going to win on the PGA Tour again. He'll always get the invites because he's, you know, two-time major champion. But it was a nice story. And, you know, you talk about not maximizing talent. I don't know what demons drive John Daly. But he certainly has had his share in his life. Some of it is involved with drinking. Some of it is, you know, gambling. He likes women. You know. But, I mean, you look at guys in his age range, the Greg Normans of the world, the Freddie Couples of the world. You know, John Daly's net worth is $2 million, so nobody's throwing a charity event for him. But, you know, here's Greg Norman, $300 million net worth. Freddie Couples, $120 million net worth. You know, he's got four ex-wives. if you're going to live, live large. But, you know, he is what he is. See, you got to accept him and like him or accept him and not like him, whatever it is. But, you know, he's never been on a Ryder Cup team. And you think about this career now. Goes all the way back to 86. Yeah, he played in the 86 U.S. Open and missed the cut. Won the Missouri Open in 1987. Obviously not a biggie on the PGA Tour. You know, and he was scuffling. You know, and all of a sudden in 91 he gets the PGA win. You know, and from there, It's been interesting. You know. I mean, he's been in non-exempt status since 2007. So if he's on the PGA Tour, you know, it's at the grace of a lot of these tournaments. You think about it. He's had over $11 million in career earnings, which doesn't even put him in the top 50. And he's gambled most of it away. He's been hurt. You know, that injury back in 07 where the guy was taking a picture and he stopped his backswing really did him some damage. They always invite him to St. Jude's. You know. You know, he's a character. You know, he's a character. But he also does a lot of charity work. He's a big person into Make-A-Wish and Boys Clubs. Does a lot of free time and giving for them. So, yeah, I mean, it was good. It's good for the game. He wins. It's good for the game. Funny thing is, under pressure, I'll tell you what, he's been in two playoffs, you know, the Open Championship, and he beat Costantino Rocca, and he won the Buick Invitational in the playoffs. The two that he lost, and it's funny because I remember the one really specifically, not the Shell Houston where he lost to Vijay Singh, but I'll tell you, Tiger Woods beat him. Nothing to be embarrassed about there. We'll pick it up right after this.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Nobody really needs or wants home security until it's too late. You've heard the statistics about how many burglaries there are per day. You see the news. You know there are people out there that do bad things. The best way to help protect your home and your property is with an ADT monitored system from Protect Your Home, an ADT authorized premier provider. Call right now to get a free wireless home security system valued at $850. An ADT monitored system can help protect your home from fires, theft, floods, and call for emergency help. Call now to find out more about our $850 free wireless home security system and start enjoying the peace of mind of security today. Call 800-587-4281, 800-587-4281, 800-587-4281. This offer is for new customers only. Termination fees apply. $99 customer installation charge and 36-month monitoring agreement required. All for details. License terms and conditions available at secureathome.com.
Allergy sufferers, my name's Nigel, and as a well-educated owl, I know the difference between what's wise and unwise. Texting after three glasses of Merlot? Unwise. Using new Zizol for 24-hour relief of your allergy symptoms? Quite wise. Because Zizol is just as effective at hour 24 as it is at hour 1, relieving your symptoms for a better night's sleep and a more productive day. So for continuous 24-hour allergy relief, don't be unwise. Be wise all. Take new Zizol. Use as directed.
Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport. Football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
What's your rush style, buddy? What do you say we slip in the back seat and you make a man out of me?
We say I smack you around for a while.
Can't we do both?
Valid question. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Sandy Roberto on the West Coast. This story caught my eye, and we'll get to the Kentucky Derby here in a second. But there was an 85-year-old guy that climbed Mount Everest, or tried to. And Nepal is now looking to put an age limit on it after the 85-year-old died going up the mountain because he was trying to become the oldest person to scale Mount Everest. Now he's the oldest person to ever die on Mount Everest. Moron that he was. Now they're talking about putting an age limit. You got to be at least 16 to climb it, but there's no upper limit, according to the article on ESPN. But look, at 85 years of age, if you want to be incredibly stupid and try to climb a mountain of that size, well, best of luck to you. You know, he broke a record. The previous older guy died in 2011. Shailendra Kumar Upadhyay died at 82, trying to go up. Well, best of luck to you. Hey, you know something? I mean, at that age, if that's what you want to do. And, you know, they're making this out like all of a sudden it's a BFD. Well, let me clue you in. Hundreds of people have died going up Mount Everest. 4,000 have succeeded. But many have not made it. And so long as they're allowing people to climb the mountain, because it ain't cheap. You got to have a lot of money to go up the mountain. It's one of Nepal's thriving industries. You know, let them go. Screw your age limit. He made it when he was 76 years old. At the time, that was the record. But then he got eclipsed in 2013 by an 80-year-old Japanese dude. So he was trying to regain his record. And there was another guy who died on Sunday, Uli Steck, a renowned Swiss climber. Well, no longer. But he had an accident. And they actually have a climbing season. I don't know if they have rotator cuff injuries, but they have a climbing season. And that the 2015 season was scrapped. After 19 climbers died and 61 were injured by an avalanche at the base camp. And I actually remember that because it was some trust fund child or something that got involved in it and shouldn't have been on the mountain to start out with because she had absolutely no qualifications. You know, I mean, It's fine. I mean, you know, you want to climb a mountain and they'll let you do it. That's fine. It's never really occurred to me. But hey. You know. Okay. I just, that one caught my eye. I'm just like, hey, you're 85 years old. You go up the mountain, you die. BFD. Now we want to set an age limit. That would have made a difference. Would have been okay at 84, not so much at 85. You can't make it up. The world is so bleeping stupid. It's amazing. All right. So, the Kentucky Derby. Always Dreaming, the Brooklyn Boys. Brooklyn Boys stable. Pretty good. Pretty good. Todd Pletcher trained him. Hall of Fame trainer. I mean, look. He had a great stalking trip. For those of you who follow the sport, you know what I'm talking about there. You know, when you can get on the lead and stalk the speed horses, knowing that they're going to run out of gas. And Always Dreaming has what they call positional speed. He can place himself where he wants to. Track was sloppy. It was fair, but it was sloppy. And many of them didn't have experience on that kind of track. Well, Always Dreaming did. And took advantage of it. He was the best horse in the field on Saturday. He didn't win by a huge margin, but it was still, I don't know, 3-4 lengths. It's a good horse. Pletcher's a damn good trainer. He had this thing, you know. He had this thing ready. You know, Classic Empire, and we'll see how that plays out, also one of the favorites, was really jostled at the gate, and he was way off the pace early on. You know, couldn't turn it on, couldn't flip it with the in the stretch, had the foot abscess leading up to the Derby. And I was talking about that with Stabile on Friday, and the trainers felt that, you know, they were healthy. All right. Well, didn't look that way to me. So, I don't know. I mean, there was definitely a lack of juice going into this Derby. But, I don't know. It maybe this horse starts to get a little juice going in this Triple Crown. Have to win the Preakness, obviously. But it we'll see. There's a nice storyline here. And, you know, these guys who aren't familiar, you know, if you're not familiar with the story, the stable itself, it's guys from Brooklyn. There was an original partner. Didn't work out that way. The original partner bailed. Second partner came in. You know, when you looked at the top three horses, Dreamin' went off at 9-2, I believe. And then looking at Lee was, you know, pretty much a long shot. So was Battle of Midway. But, you know, Untrapped. It just, you know, there were a lot of horses that didn't run particularly well. We'll see whether or not Surface had anything to do with it or not. And, yeah, he went off at 9-2. But, you know, the Preakness field is always less. We'll see who's in it and who isn't in it. And then they gun for the Belmont. And hopefully somebody, or at least, you know, hopefully for the other horse racing stables, they will be able to run down Always Dreaming. But, you know, projected right now, and what do we got here? Yeah. We'll see. Cloud computing, Conquest Mo, Multiplier, Senior Investment. There'll be a couple of horses from the Derby that run, but not all that many. Looking at Leo Run. And again, Classic Empire. It took some mud in the eye, another injury. Mark Cass said he'll run if the eye goes down. Gunera did a good job. Finished seventh. That was a horse that Anthony liked a lot, but really couldn't turn it on. And then Thunder Snow pulled up, but they said no injury. And that was came out of the two hole. Didn't look comfortable. Started a buck. And Christoph Semillion pulled the horse up, which was smart. You know, again, if they're not breaking well, you know, and it's really weird. Thunder Snow won the UAE Derby, and it, for whatever reason, and we don't know if it's the travel, we don't know if it's maybe the quality of competition. The winner of the UAE Derby is usually in the Kentucky Derby. And it didn't, for whatever reason, it doesn't translate into coming to America. Why? I don't know. It just doesn't seem to play out that way. And better to be safe than sorry. To pull the horse up. And again, you know, look, you've got other races. The investment in these horses is just too much to deal with. You know, you got to be careful. There's just too much cash each invested. Can't play it. Can't take the chance. You know, and for the rest of the field, there were some horses, like, you know, Stabile liked our Irish War Cry, never really fired. It was in decent position at the in fifth at the first turn. Ended up going 10th. Some people expected Gervin to make a run, didn't happen. None of the other horses on the back. But in the top 10, some of the horses that were expected to run ran pretty well. And again, Classic Empire, for everything it's dealt with. If I'm that trainer, I'm holding that horse out of the Preakness, and I'll target with the Derby. I mean, I'll target with the Belmont. Looking at Lee, I get it. It went off as a long shot. Let it play. See what happens. Maybe you steal the second leg. But Empire, hold it out till the Belmont. Tappert had a nice run, ran sixth. And again, this is where you're hearing a lot of discussion after the race about the surface and the fact that some of these horses didn't get the fire. You know, I don't foresee a Triple Crown this year. I think it's just too level of a playing field. But you never know. Again, once the Preakness field is completed, I'll have a better idea, but don't be surprised if horses like Tapperit and Empire and Irish War Cry reappear in the Belmont. They'll be fresh. Dreaming will be tired. And even if Dreaming wins the second leg, he'll probably get picked off in the Belmont. Never know. New York horse, New York crowd. It would certainly put juice back in the Triple Crown legs because of the fact that it would be a New York, New York, New York thing shooting for the Triple Crown. Crowded react accordingly. We're going to react accordingly and step out here. We'll finish it up on the other side. Don't go anywhere.
Mm-hmm. Listen closely. You don't have to live with knee pain. You heard right. If you're 65 or older and suffering from knee pain, you may qualify for an advanced pain-relieving brace at little to no cost to you. Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for knee braces, will work with Medicare or insurance benefits to see if you qualify for these knee braces. Many people are now using our knee brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief they haven't felt in years. The only way to see if you qualify is to call us. 800-816-0365. One of our friendly experts will handle all paperwork and have it delivered for free. Don't let your knee pain turn into something worse. Find out now about these advanced knee braces now covered by Medicare or insurance benefits. Call now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Back with the Attack, Bob Black, Senator Roberto. Hope you enjoyed it today. One last one, good story. Cardale Jones graduates from Ohio State. And pretty cool. And, you know, I got to give him credit. He laughed at himself. You know, he had that tweet back in 2012 saying that classes are pointless. we ain't come here to play school. Well, yeah, he had that on his hat, which is pretty good. Look, you know, I mean, good for him. He may or may not develop into a good quarterback. We're going to find out. He also may be out of the league pretty quickly. And, you know, the fact that he's either figured it out himself or has gotten to the point where somebody got through to him, you know, that's okay. That's okay. You know, it's a good thing. He'll always have his degree. They can't take that away from him. You know, regardless of what field he goes into post-football, he'll have that piece of paper to fall back on, and that's good. Maybe he continues. Maybe he goes to get a master's. He owns it now, and props to him. Seriously, props to him. You know. And I hope he gets a chance with Buffalo. You know, again, he was a project at the time. He still remains a project, and projects are always suspects until proven otherwise. But, you know, considering the lack of quarterback certainty with the Buffalo Bills, you know, he'll get more reps. Maybe he graduates to be in the backup this year, but he did graduate from school, and that's all that matters. That's it for this edition of The Attack. Stay tuned to all the terrific programming here in the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. For Senator Roberto out on the West Coast and Mr. Joe Spano, I'm Bob Black. Have a great day, everybody.